sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther, Basra Shmuel. And the schus, Daniel Yisrael, Ben Aviva Elisheva. And the schus Yisrael, Daniel, Ben Shena Dina. And we're going to be learning the Inyan of Nesinas Haget, based on the Torah of the great Gaon Rav Reuven Trupp, who was the son of the Granat, Gaon Rav Naftali Trupp, and he was a Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva called the Yishuv, the famous Yishuv. And unfortunately he was Nifter, 1951, he was Nifter young, too young. And he's got a lot of great Torah, so I don't think we've been zelch over the years to learn him together. So a lot of people don't generally learn the Binas Reuven, so it's a schus to bring Harav Trupp back to life and give his neshama nachas ruach. And of course, the Iker is the Torah that we're learning. Kosev la get al tas shel zav. It says in the Gemara in Gittin Adav Chaf that if somebody writes a get to a woman on a plate of gold, and he says, "V'amar lo, hitzkabli gitech, v'hiskabli ksubaseich. I want you to receive with this your get, and I want you to receive with this your ksuba, right? Because it's gold. So there's a get written on it, and it should also count for the ksuba because it's worth money. Mao, what's the din?" Amrale niskabla gita viniskabla ksubasa. So my answer is that it works. It's a good get and it's a good ksuba. So the Rashba says, the Rashba that a lot of people talk about, that it's a get because she's mochel her ksuba. She's mochel. And the giving of the tas is only l'shem haget. Because if it wouldn't work like that, if that wouldn't be those wouldn't be the mechanics, but rather she's not moichel the ksuba, but rather he is being porea la betas es ksubasa, but rather you think that he is paying her ksuba with the tas, and what's going to happen? The ksuba is the gold, and the letters that are inscribed in the gold have no base, so they're flying in the air, because the tas is hers for the ksuba, and the get are the letters that don't have any tas; they're not written on any material. They're just floating in the air; they're levitating. They're osias aporchos ba'avir. So that can't be. So says the Rashba, we have to say that pshat is that she's pashit mochel her ksuba, and then the get is written on the tas. However, the other Rishonim do not mention this reason of he mocheles, and it's mashma that even if she's not mocheles and the husband pays off the ksuba with a tas, shapir damis zeyugit. However, in the pre-chadash, in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, Siv Katan Ches, he writes that the woman is divorced even if the husband intended to pay off the ksuba with this tas. And the svara is that since he doesn't have to give her anything, because even if he divorces her with the surei hana, it's also considered a get. We don't care if with the value of the tas he wants to pay off the ksuba. So like we said, he's not The Rishonim don't mention this reason of the Rashba, that she's mochel, or mocheles, if I would be grammatically correct. And in addition, to her being mocheles, so they don't mention this reason. And the Pri Chadash says that she's divorced even if the husband taka pays her off the ksuba with the tas, because the get doesn't have to be written on anything. If he divorces her with something written on his surah hana, it's also a get. So we don't care that with the value of the tas he wants to pay her for ksuba, because that can work for the ksuba, and then the letters can work for the get, and he's not bothered by the osios porchos bavir. They're not bavir, they're on the tas. And the tas is also used for the ksuba. We don't care that it doesn't have value for the get, because it doesn't need to have value. And we find similar to that by Kiddushin. It says in Kiddushin and Daf Yud Gimel that if he gives her a sela, he gives her money for piron chov, if he gives her money to pay off a debt, and then he says to her that he's giving it to her l'shem kiddushin, and she is silent. First he says, listen, Rabbitson, listen, Shana Baracha, I owe you a seller. Here's a seller for what I owe you. And he says, no, it's for kiddushin. And she's silent. So if they had spoken about marriage before, it's considered kiddushin. The Rashba writes, b'divu ha-maschil in shakalti, that it's talking about where he retracts from his original statement that he's giving it to her for the payment of a debt. And he says he's not giving it to her for piron, but rather he's giving it to her l'shem kiddushin. And she was silent when she was mekabelas. So b'dishadich, if they had spoken about marriage before, we say that she accepted it l'shem kiddushin. And if if they hadn't been shadich, then she can say that no, I took it for the payment of the debt, and this is provided that the time of the payment came. And afterwards, he brings she to Sarambam that even though he doesn't retract from piron, from saying that it's for payment of the debt, she's also mikudeshes, she's also married b'dishadich. Vishaska b'kavalasa. If they were mishtadech before, if they had spoken about marriage before, and she is silent when she's makabel. So we have the Rashba who says that he has to have retracted and say, no, it's not for the payment of the debt. And then Vayter, we have the Rambam who says he doesn't even have to say that. He can just afterwards say it's for kedushin, and then he gives it to her, and b'dishadech, she's married. If they had spoken about kiddushin and she was agreeable, she's married. Rashba writes that that's also Shittas Rashi, that he doesn't have to retract from the piron, from repaying the debt. He just has to say this is for kiddushin, and if they had spoken about it before and she was agreeable, then she's mekudeshes. So it's mashma, even if she did not forgive payment of the debt, but rather she was received the sela also l'shem piron, nevertheless she's mekudeshes. So here you have it, fans, that if she received the sela both for her debt and for kiddushin, she's mekudeshes. And so is mashma from the lashon of the Rashba b'divrei HaRambam, that even though she wasn't mochel piron, she did not forgive payment of the debt, She's mekudeshes. So we have to understand, how does it work in Kiddushin? She didn't get anything for Kiddushin. If this is L'shem Nesinas Piraon, if this is in order to pay the debt, so how could it work for Kiddushin? Can't do Kiddushin paying a debt. I owe this woman money, so what I'm giving her has to be for the debt, not for the Kiddushin. And yet, Rashi and the Rambam hold that it's good for both. The Rashba says he has to say, no, it's not for the debt. But according to the other Rishonim, it works for the debt. How does it work for the debt and for Kiddushin? That's Dosis Unzil's Akashia. That's our difficulty. So the Shitas Rashi, we can explain like this. Rashi holds in Kiddushin 6a, that matana manas lahachzir mehani b'kiddushin min haTorah ela shemidrabanan loy mehani mishum gzeira dechalifin, that a matana manas lahachzir, if I give a woman a gift in order that she return it to me, it works min haTorah. It doesn't work midrabanan, because you're now going to marry a woman with chalifin, with barter. And because of that, they also assered marrying her with a matana amanas lahachzir. Because when someone does a kinyan chalifin, what they do is they take the sudur, their kona, the sudur, and then they give it back. So here also, it's just going to be when I give a woman a matam anas lahachzir, I'm going to confuse it with chalipin, which doesn't work. So the rabbanan don't do a matam anas lahachzir, but the araisa matam anas lahachzir works. That's the gemara in Kiddushin 6b. Now, even if he gives a woman a pruta for 1 minute, she's also mekudeshes min haTorah, even though it's pashut that she cannot be nenes berega echad mei pruta. What hana is she going to get in this momentary moment with this pruta? No hana. Nevertheless, she's mekudeshes. So she doesn't have to receive the money as a piron for the kiddushin, but rather, he has to just give her money that it should be called nesinas kesef. In other words, it doesn't need to be a serious giving. He gives her money, and she gives it back a second later, and she's a married woman, even though it's not real payment for Kiddushin, because real payment you can use. This she can use. Because the Ran, the beginning of Kiddushin, brings shitos that hold that not only Kiddushay Shtar we compare to get with respect to Mechubar, but even Kiddushay Kesef also has to be, we've discussed this in the past, also Kiddushay Kesef has to be Talush. Not only Kiddushay Shtar has to be Talush like a get, but Kiddushay Kesef also has to be Talush like a get. It also has to be detached. And the Ran asks from the Sugi of the Gemara that she can be Mekadesh Bekarka. So you can answer the Zivinstein be Mekadesh with the Etzem Karka and with the Nos Karka you be Mekadesh with. And the shittas that hold that she's not mekudeshes bekarka is when he's marrying her with the karka itself, not with the nos karka. Al kol panim, you see that even by kedushay kesef, we equate it to get, insofar as that it must be talush. Kedushay kesef, we equate to get. So if we have this tzushtel, if we have this equation from Kiddushin to Get, we can say that just by Get, like by Get, we require only Nesina. So too by Kiddush HaKesef, all you need is Nesinas HaKesef. You just need giving. And that's it. He did a Maisa Nesina, and that's all you need. Just by Get, it's Kasher Afila B'Surei Hana. By Kiddushin, no. It needs to have a Shovi of Kesef. It needs to have the value of money. Parchas Meprut is not Kesef. And just like Nesina, it's called Nesina Beget. Even though he gave it to her as Piron, he gave it to her as payment, like we see from our Gemara. So Kiddushin also. If he gives it to her L'shem Kiddushin, and also L'shem Piron, we consider it like Nesina's Kesef, L'shem Kiddushin. That is what we've established now, is that there's an equation between Gittin and Kiddushin. So just like Gittin, all you need is a Maisin Nesina. So to buy Kiddushin, you have a Maisin Nesina. By Gittin, it can be L'shem Piron Chov. So by Kiddushin, it can also be L'shem Piron Chov, Ma'abaya. So that would be possibly Pshat in Rashi. So Yesh Lachkor L'shitas Rashi, Begitin Dafayin Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara we've discussed in the past, one of the more famous Gemaras and Rashis in Meseches Gittin, in Divrei Masechta Reizu Chazaka, that you can be makne a get with kinyan agav. That by being makne karka, agav the karka, you're also makne the get. Because you don't need dafka nesina miyad liyad. So what would be the din if she's kona the get with kesef? Since we see that even if he doesn't give her to her l'shem gerushin alone, nevertheless, we say Shmei Nesina, it's called giving. So even if he gives her the get, b'taras mekach, it's also considered Nesina. So maybe she buys her get. Here's $50, give me my get. Gives it to her. So obviously, today we have, or very often, unfortunately, too often, they have to pay the husband in order to divorce his wife, to give her a get and release her. But they're not paying. It's not mekach for the etzem get. It's just that he should agree, and the get is being given for free. But it's not considered payment for the actual get. So what would be the din if she gives him money for the actual get? So l'chora, this wouldn't work for two reasons. Number one, mekach isn't nesina. It isn't. You need nesina saget. This is called a kinyan. And it's worse than payment. Because if you give payment to somebody, so it's nesina. But here it's l'shem mekach. Here it's a transaction. So to say that a transaction works for a get is difficult to say. And not only that, the dafka by kinyan, which is mitzad the mocher, that works for a get, like a kinyan agav. When he says to her, Kni, I want you to be kona the get, agav karka, by dint of this land, that's a kinyan, and the mocher is Paul the kinyan, even though the lokeach does a maisa kinyan bekarka. But by metaltalin, the mocher doesn't do anything. So we need the husband to be the one being the ikker, he's the nosing. So if it's kinyan kesef, the ikker, who's doing who's affecting this transaction? The woman, the nosing akesef. If she's giving the money, she's the one, the ikker, doing the transaction. So it's like she's taking the get me'al gabi akarka. That's a chiddush, you can say that he's also being makanit. She's giving the money and he's being makanit to her. Rav Reuven says no, that the kinyan baker, the nosein does, with the nosein as hakesef. Just like by metaltalin, that the kinyan is done by the person who's making the kinyan and not the mocher. Person does meshicha, the kona does meshicha, and that's it. So by kinyan kesef, it's the person who gives the money, they're the one making the kinyan, so it's not considered that the husband gave. By maimet shloshtan, there's a suffix in Tosfos, Bava Basra 151b, Divra Maslo Tzunu Mana, is maimet shloshtan work for a get? So, Shimon is holding the Reuven's get in his hand, and Leah's present, his wife Leah's present, and he says, give it to Leah. So with money, that works, as we've discussed in the past, in our Shiurim on Mamet Shloshtan, in our discussions of Mamet Shloshtan, we see it works for money. So Tosfos discusses if it works for a get. So maybe it does, because the Iker is done by the Nosein, that the Nosein is Mitzaveh, commands the Nifka to give it. So maybe it works for a get as well, but not by Kesef. By Kesef it wouldn't work. Why not? Because the Iker is done by the woman who gave the money. She gives money for it, it wouldn't work. Akopanim, that could be Shitas Rashi, to explain, as we saw before, that it doesn't bother us, that the Kiddushin is being given as a Piron Chov as well, because a get can be given as a Piron Chov. So, right, for the Ksuba, so the Kiddushin can also be, because we equate Kiddushin to Gidin. And we saw that Kinyan Agav works for a get, but Lechora not Kinyan Kesef. And that would be for two reasons. One, Mekach is not Shmei Nesina, it's a Kinyan, it's even worse than a Piron. And number two, it only works Kinyan Mitzad HaMocher. And it's the Mocher who is Paul the Kinyan. So Lokech does the Maisa Kinyan, but the Mocher is the one who activates it when he says Kinyagav Karka. So that is the when it comes to Kinyan Agav, but by Kinyan Kesef would be Beikar Mitzad HaNosein HaKesef. Therefore, if a woman gave money for the get, it would not work, because it's not the husband doing Nesina. So obviously there's a lot more to talk about in this sugya, but it's very gratifying that we were able to learn what we learned, and obviously we can go on, and Mirtz Hashem, we shall continue with God's grace. So I hope we're zoche to everything we need in Ruchnius and in Gashmius, financially and health-wise and simcha-wise, everything we need to continue. La'avdo ba'emes. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.